put it in water, and then what do to make bread?
Take one of those yeast cakes and put it in water, and then you stir flour in it and let it stand till the next morning, and then you make up your bread. You want the yeast cake too?
Mm-hmm.
Then you take some of that sponge out and put it in a different bowl and mix cornmeal with it.
It makes
three loaves of bread, the yeast cake.
How often did you make bread?
About every 2 days, I guess. Because that time you couldn't buy no bread.
Good. Could you tell me how what your mother-in-law bought at the meat market?
Oh, she bought 10 cents for the soup meat and 15 cents for the steak. And then she made soup out of it, and then out of the meat she had left, she ground it up and made hash for supper.
How often did she buy this combination?
Every day. She bought
Except Fridays.
What did she cook on Friday?
Beans and homemade noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Wednesday, June the 24th, 1981. Yeah. This is Connie Reen doing a supplement to an interview with Miss Mary Keller in La Coste. Miss Keller, I know Faustine interviewed you mostly on Alsatian foods and mm-hmm. how your family ate, but I would like to get a little bit about when you were born in your family. When and where were you born?
At Castro in 1894.
Uh-huh. And the date was?
August the 15th.
Okay. And who were your mother and father?
My mother was Annie Conrad. And my daddy,
Louis Mangle. Okay. And how many children were in there in your family?
Seven, I think.
Can you name them?
Yeah, I can name them.
Okay. Start with the oldest.
Grandpa was the oldest. He was 90 years old when he died.
Okay. Now, this is your father's family you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just him. Didn't you want him?
No, I want your sisters and brothers.
Oh, my sisters.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many children were there?
Six, seven, I believe, with one that died there.
Okay.
It's Alex Mangle and Adolf Mangle and Leonard Mangle and my sister Agnes Fiediger and the other one, Roseanne. And
who did she marry?
Herbert Mills.
Oh, Herbert Mills?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And who was that? Irma and myself, you know.
Okay, are you the youngest?
No, Irma is the youngest.
Okay, and who did Irma marry?
Biediger.
Well, did two of your sisters marry Biediger?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Are they brothers, the Biediger? No?
No. I don't know.
No. Okay. And who was the one that died?
Charles.
Did he die as a child?
Yes. Just 2 months
old. Oh, 2 months old. Mm-hmm. And what was your father's occupation when you were a little girl?
Business merchandise.
Mercantile?
Yes.
Okay, where was his store in Castaway?
At the Carlick Building. And first that was at the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the store there?
Uh-huh. And then he moved over to the Carley Building.
And which Carley Building is that?
The one at the corner there.
Right next to the hospital?
Yeah.
The one where the antique place is now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh. And, well, do you remember that store very well?
Yes, I remember.
Okay, did your family all help in the store, work there?
No, he had somebody hired to help him.
Well, what kinds of things did he carry? Groceries
and merchandise.
Dry goods. Huh?
Dry goods, yeah.
And how about them feeds and stuff for farmers? Did they carry that? No, at that time they didn't. Everybody raised their own feed,
yeah,
didn't they?
Sure. Yeah. They just brought it in when it was ready.
Yeah.
Of course, he didn't work with the crops, you know. buy any of that.
Uh-huh. He was strictly a merchant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he have a meat market too?
No.
Just dry goods and
groceries. Dry goods and groceries.
Okay, at that time when he had his store, were there any other stores in Castroville?
Yes.
Like his?
Yeah.
More than one?
I think so.
Like who?
Grant. Well, he moved to that place then after he closed the shop place, or the whatever it is.
Now, who do you mean moved?
My daddy, so he went in business with the Coran place.
At the Coran place, yeah. There across from the bank?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. What was your daddy's business called?
Just storekeeper, that's all.
No, did he call it Mangles Mercantile or?
Yes, I think so.
Well, was he in business by himself or did he have a port?
No, he had one that's helping him, just to work there.
But he didn't own the business to help him. I mean, your dad owned the business by himself.
Yeah.
So, did he do that till he died then, your dad?
No, he was retired. He was a...
But, I mean, he was a merchant all his life until he retired?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. But, and then he lived there in the same place Hilda lives now. That's where y'all lived your life?
Yeah.
Did he build that house or was
No, he bought it from people that owned it.
Uh-huh. You don't know who that was that had the house before you?
I think this Valentine.
Half?
No, this was shop, wasn't it? Or another shop. I really don't know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, and then when you married, when did you marry, by the way? In what year and the date?
In 1915, November the 16th.
November the 16th, 1915. And your husband's name was?
William.
Yeah. Okay, who were his parents?
Joseph and Mary Ann Keller.
Uh-huh. What was Mary Ann's maiden name? Mm-hmm. You know?
Zimmerman.
Okay. And he was from La Coste, was he not? Your husband at the time you married him. He lived in La Coste, right?
No.
Oh, he lived in Castro?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, where did they live?
Where Hilda lives now.
No, that's where you live.
Oh, what?
Yeah, where was your husband brought up, in other words?
In Castile.
Uh-huh. Do you remember which house he was with you?
Yeah. But I can't tell you who owned it now.
Oh, okay.
It was so old.
Uh-huh. Well, how old was he when you married him then? Were you?
I wouldn't know.
You don't know? Okay, but he was working in La Coste at the time? Or what?
No, he lived in the cellar.
Your dad, your husband, when you married him?
No, he lived in Castroville.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is it that
out of business, by the way.
How is it that you moved to La Coste?
Oh, I got married with William Keller.
Yeah. And he lived down here, or he worked down here?
He worked down here. He helped them build a house over here.
Oh. What was his occupation, your husband?
Oh, was from Medina Mercantile.
Medina Mercantile?
Uh-huh.
Who owned that?
Joe Kelly.
Oh, his father.
His father was Joe Kelly, yeah.
Oh, so his father lived in Castroville but had the business in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And oh, so
they built a house over here. They moved down here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, did you move to La Coste when you married?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you've lived here all your life?
Yes.
All your married life, I mean.
Married life, yes. Uh-huh.
In this same house?
Same house, yes.
Oh, yes. So you built this house?
Yeah, we had it built, you know, before we got married.
Oh. So how many children did you and your husband have?
Five.
You want to name them?
Yes. Let's see. Henrietta is the oldest. Evelyn is the second one, and then Winston the third, and then I, and Marion, and Hawkins. Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
I don't know whether you can get out of there.
No, I don't know if we heard, if that hurt, because that motorcycle is somebody. Let's see, you have Henrietta, Evelyn, Vincent, Hortense, and Marion. Okay. And they're all married now, and they're all still living?
No. Agnes died.
No,
When you were young, growing up in Castroville, going to school, and what were your main interests? What did you like to do? I understand you were in the choir a lot.
Yeah, I sang in the choir. Still left, I was married, and I moved down here. He went to church here.
And then you also were in the choir in the Cost?
Yes.
So you like to sing all your life?
Yes, I sing.
Did you have any musical training?
No.
Not from the sisters in school?
No.
None? No. But they made you get in the choir, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who was your music teacher, or who was your teacher in school, do you remember?
Well, Sister Udoka.
Everybody knows Sister Udoka, the deaf music teacher. Yeah. Well, did you ever take piano lessons?
No.
No,
I had no music at all.
Oh, well, was your family, the Mangle family at home? Did you all have music at home? Anybody play?
Emma played the piano.
Uh-huh. Well, what did your family like to do for recreation when you all were kids?
Not too much. We stayed at home.
Yeah? But you didn't have music or anything like that at home?
Oh, my brother, oldest brother, he played the violin.
Oh, and that was which one?
Alex.
Alex. Mm-hmm. Well, did y'all play in the evenings? Did you get together and sing and stuff or not?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What about card playing? Did y'all play cards or anything like that?
No, just little things.
Yeah. What about, I understand the Ream girls lived across the street from you, right? Were they your friends also and your cousins? Did y'all do anything together?
No, just went down to the river, asked them to West Virginia, and sat at the corner there at the land place.
Talked to the boys, huh?
Boys, yeah.
We did the same thing. That was 40 years later. But you went swimming a lot too, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Because
You lived right there by the river. Yeah, Tina Reen says that what they like to do is...
Yeah,
do you remember the name of those swimming holes down there?
I don't remember.
The Marks Hole?
Yeah, the Marks Hole, that's all right. And then Spiro up in Spiro.
Well, Archie Jaggy told me that the boys always swam right there below the Landmark Inn, where the...
Yeah.
And then the girls swam further down.
Further down.
And they never mixed. did y'all have swimming suits in those days?
No.
You went in your dresses?
Yeah.
Boy, they must have been hard to dry afterwards.
No, I don't think so.
No? Because I'm sure you will.
You couldn't just hang them on the lines, to dry.
Well, the boys said they went without anything until swimming suits came in.
Yeah.
And just
then we couldn't go down there.
Because the boys were dead. When you were going to school at St. Louis, how many years did you go to school?
About nine.
Mm-hmm. Always to the sister school?
Yes.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Sister Marcella was the only one I remember.
Do you remember if Sister Marcella could speak Alsatian?
I don't know if she could not.
You don't remember her ever speaking Alsatian? No. Well, could she understand you kids if you talked Alsatian?
I don't know whether she had or not.
Because I know she taught German, but I was always trying to find out if she could speak Alsatian.
I don't know whether she did or not. I never found out.
Who was the priest that you knew the best?
Kitty. Kitty.
What do you remember about Father Kitty?
Nothing that I know.
Nothing what?
Nothing that I know.
You can't remember anything about him?
No.
Was he strict? Or was he?
Yeah, we were afraid when he came to school.
Did he teach you the catechism for your communion?
Yes. Yeah.
Was he the priest who gave you the first communion?
Yeah.
I remember you told Faustine there were 32 in the class, I believe. And what year was that?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't remember.
About 12 years old?
Yeah, about 12 years.
About 1906? Would that have been about
1906? Yeah.
Well, Father Kitty left in 1909. That's when Father Heckman came. You remember Father Heckman?
Oh, yes.
Well, what do you remember about him?
Well, nice man.
Did you like him better than Father Kitty?
Yes. We weren't so afraid of him, but actually did it all here.
Now, Father Heckman was Alsatian. You knew that, didn't you? Yeah. He was the only Alsatian priest we ever had.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Keller. Throughout your life, and you're 86 now, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. What have you most liked to do?
Embroider.
Embroider? Mm-hmm. Okay, how about crochet? Did you crochet? Mm-hmm. No, just embroider?
No, never crochet.
Okay, any other kind of sewing?
No, I make clothes for my children.
Well, when did you learn to sew?
After I was married.
After you were married? Yeah. When you had to sew,
yeah.
Huh? So you sewed the clothes for your family?
Family, yeah.
What kind of machines did you have in those days?
Mine was a new home.
Yeah, in the old days, though.
In the old days, a treadle machine.
Treadle machine, was that a...
That's what everybody had at that time. They didn't have no electric machines like they had now.
But did you like to sew?
Yeah, I used to like to sew. Uh-huh.
Could you put out clothes pretty fast?
Not too fast.
I know after about 30 years, I've learned to sew pretty fast. You know, I can sit down and do it without thinking too much.
Yeah.
But you like to embroider in your spare time?
Yeah.
After you and... Go ahead.
After I had all my children, I didn't have time to embroider anymore. I had to work with them. Yeah.
Well, what did you do that you didn't have time to embroider?
You know what kind of work?
Cook, sew, garden.
Yeah.
Did you always have a garden?
No.
Didn't we have a garden?
Little garden. Uh-huh.
Well, you were always in the mercantile business. Your dad was in it, and then you married into it, huh?
Yeah.
So you always had a store, huh?
Yeah.
You were never short of groceries then, huh? You'd ring your husband and say, bring this home for dinner?
We didn't even have a telephone.
You didn't?
We left your clothes to the store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, when did
they have it at the store, you know?
Uh-huh. But you didn't have it at home.
People came to the store to buy the books, you know, whatever they needed.
Uh-huh. You never did work in your husband's store then, huh?
No.
In those days, the wives stayed home, huh?
Yeah. Some of the work at home, you did after marrying. Well, I stayed there, but I didn't do too much. I have a part of the one that helped most, and then she did too.
Oh, so your children helped your husband?
Yeah.
So your husband was then in the mercantile business till he died?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he retired.
He retired too.
Yeah.
Well, did you all ever do anything then after he retired? Like,
No, just
stayed at home, huh?
Stayed at home.
You didn't take any trips or anything, did you?
One time we took a trip to
where
Colorado.
You did? In the car?
Yeah. Marion and his wife, you know.
Uh-huh.
They randomly took it alone.
Uh-huh. Was that the first time you
first
were...
First time I was out of Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It was nice, whatever we went by.
Okay. Well, okay, Miss Keller, I think this tape's about at an end, so thank you for letting me come down here and finish this interview today. Okay.